It's Thursday, September 23rd, 2021. I'm Logan Miller, and this is a rundown of this evening's local news headlines. Arrest documents show an 18-year-old from Rigby hitched a ride home after shooting and stabbing a Rexburg couple. It happened early Monday morning. The victims, Ralph and Karen Bryan, were shot and stabbed just before 5 a.m. at their home in Boathouse Trailer Court. Ralph is in critical condition in the ICU, and Karen is in fair condition. The Madison County Sheriff's Office arrested 18-year-old Pierre G. Lake. East Idaho News reports a probable cause statement says Lake told his brother he was going to cap someone. After the crime, he told campers at Eagle Park there had been a shooting and stabbing and gave them a fake name. After numerous tips, investigators went to his home and arrested him. They say he admitted to attacking the Bryans, stabbing Karen multiple times, and shooting Ralph with a gun he took from him. Deputies found the gun in a laundry basket in Lake's room. Lake is in the Madison County Jail and is charged with two counts of attempted murder, among other charges. He is scheduled to appear at a preliminary hearing on October 6th. His bail is set at $1 million. Pocatello police now say the case at Downard Funeral Home and Crematory is now a criminal case. Police say while executing a search warrant, they confiscated computers, which they've sent to the Intermountain West Regional Computer Forensics Lab in Boise for examination. It will take some time to go through the computers, but once that information is processed, it will be given to the Bannock County Prosecutor's Office. As of now, one of the 12 bodies remains unidentified. Several departments are assisting in the investigation, and officers are continuing to comb through over 600 tips. The Idaho Department of Environmental Quality is introducing a new mobile app to the public. The new app, Air Idaho, is going to provide forecasted and current air quality information to those all over the state. The main goal of the app is to give air quality information to the public in order to protect their health during poor air quality episodes. The Air Idaho app will feature air quality information relative to your location, as well as an interactive map which shows real-time data from over 30 monitoring stations across the state. The app will also feature real-time information related to burning restrictions and information on how to protect the air in Idaho. The app can be downloaded for free at the App Store for iPhone or Google Play. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has released the locations of four temples which will be built in Latin America. All four of the temples were previously announced by Church President Russell M. Nelson. One was announced in October of 2020, and the other three were announced in April of 2021. The Belo Horizonte Brazil Temple will be the 13th announced temple for Brazil and will be a single-story temple of approximately 27,000 square feet. The Kali Columbia Temple will be the third temple in the country and will serve over 15,000 Latter-day Saints. The Greater Guatemala City Guatemala Temple will be the fourth temple in Guatemala and will serve more than 56,000 Latter-day Saints. The Torreon, Mexico Temple will be Mexico's 16th temple and will serve more than 32,000 Latter-day Saints. Groundbreaking dates for each temple have not been set yet. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for Thursday, September 23rd, 2021. I'm Logan Miller. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.